Shock release poses a great challenge to radiation hydrodynamic simulations. This has been very nicely evidenced by a recent experiment of CH polystyrene, in which low-density plasmas are measured to move far ahead of what single fluid hydro simulations predict. However, an agreement is reached when considering radiation transport in the simulation, which induces expansion at the rear surface of CH before shock arrival. In order to understand the microscopic shock release physics, we have performed large-scale non-equilibrium molecular dynamics simulations of CH polystyrene at inertial confinement fusion conditions. By taking ionization into account, our calculations show remarkable accuracy in predicting the Hugoniot equation of state of CH. Moreover, our simulations revealed that hydrogen can stream out of the bulk of the CH foil upon shock breakout. This released hydrogen exhibits a much broader velocity distribution than carbon and forms a low-density plasma that moves in nearly constant velocities ahead of the in-flight shell. With appropriate hydrodynamic scaling, this leads to remarkable agreement with the experimental observations. In addition, we have studied the dependence of species separation on shock strength and found that hydrogen streaming gets weaker at lower shock strength and disappears at approximately 6 megabar. This also seems to be very well supported by experiments. We expect such kinetic effects of species separation to occur in the release of other compound materials and mixtures, such as the DT fuel in ICF targets, especially for strong shocks. This process of species separation has profound implications for the design and interpretation of ICF and high energy density experiments, but it is currently missing in single fluid radiation hydrodynamic codes.